everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
It's always hard to beat a team three times one season. It just is. I wouldn't be surprised if they meet again, and I wouldn't be surprised if Green Bay is in that game and Green Bay has a chance to win that game.
Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino. Gaming, casual, and fine dining. Two golf courses, a luxury spa, and live entertainment. Your total experience is at the Island.
What a treat to get Adam Schefter early this week. Adam, how are you doing today? Look at that lovely view behind you. You must be at the seaport.
You know where I am well, Jen. This is actually the last couple of weeks of the seaport studio. We're moving to a new studio on the west side. So this will probably be the final time that I'm in these studios. But they needed me to do get up today. And I'm traveling tomorrow morning. So I appreciate you guys making time for me today. Thank you.
Adam, two-part question. Do teams get paid for being on Hard Knocks? And why is Buffalo the team this year when they don't seem to fit the criteria where the league could force them to do it?
Well, number one, I don't think teams get paid. It's a cooperation venture with NFL Films. You put your hope and trust in them. And number two, I think that there have been so few willing participants for Hard Knocks in recent years that I think, I don't know if the criteria is out the window, Chewy, or what, but you're just looking for somebody to cooperate right now. And the Buffalo Bills, they're a very friendly organization, great fan base. And I think also probably they don't feel like they're hiding anything. Their general manager, Brandon Bean, has a background in public relations. And also, maybe it'll be one of those years where it is the Bills' year. And if it is, to have all the footage of their entire training camp, that would be incredibly valuable. You could do a lot with that. So I think if you're the Bills, you probably figure, okay, you know what? We're in this training camp here. I forget the name of the college they do it. College in upstate New York, St. Fisher College, just came to play. And so they're in this controlled environment. So you might as well invite NFL Films in and get comfortable with the idea, and that's what they're doing.
Okay. Adam, going back to the vote last week for the tush push where the Packers had the proposal, it didn't go through. I was of the thinking it would go through just because, well, when Roger Goodell puts his weight behind something and says he wants something done, typically it gets done. Yep. Do you think they vote on this again next year? Do they try to backdoor it by, oh, this is going to be an emphasis of some rule that they have that the Eagles aren't going to be able to do exactly what they've done the last handful of years?
You know, to me, it's been given a reprieve. They needed to find 12 teams that weren't going to support the Eagles. They needed to find 24 votes, 24 teams that were going to ban it. The final vote, amazingly enough, I mean, you can't make this stuff up, was 22-10, right? Mm-hmm. That was also the score that the Eagles beat the Packers in the playoff game with the vote of the tush push. And they needed it to be 24-8 to have that play banned. Instead, it comes in 22-10. So now it's in play for this year. What I would say is this, that if this season goes on and there's no sort of real significant injuries on that play that we notice, if there's no sort of controversies or issues like we saw last year with Frankie Luvo in the NFC Championship game, jumping over the line, delaying the game, people wondering if there was going to be a touchdown awarded to the Eagles. If there's no plays or no issues that draw attention, I think the tush push just keeps going on and on. But the more anything that becomes negative or negative, I think that the tush push then would be in serious jeopardy. But for the time being, it's in place for the 25 season, and it's been granted a reprieve, and we'll see how it goes.
Is it a bad look for the league, Adam, that they reach out to teams and ask them to have these proposals? The Lions came out and said, oh, yeah, the league asked us to put it out there about the playoff seeding.
Yeah.
And then there was a report that the Packers, that wasn't necessarily their idea, that the league had reached out to them, and they put that forth. Is that a good thing that the league asks teams to do this? Why can't the league just make these proposals themselves?
I don't know why that is. I think it has to come from the teams, the way the work. But to me, look, the league and teams, they're partners. It's one and the same. So, I mean, but I say, what does it matter? So what? Okay, so the league convinced the Packers to introduce this proposed ban of the tush push. And guess what? You still need the support of 24 teams to enact and adopt any rule. They didn't have the 24 votes. And I think usually the league is going to try to expect to think that it's got the support it needs. I don't think it reflects poorly. The league likes things done its way. The league doesn't like to lose to anybody. The league is used to things being done a certain way. It wants things done a certain way. But I don't think it looks negatively or reflects negatively in the league when it doesn't go their way.
We got a little digitizing happening with Adam Schefter's phone. We'll try to power through on this one. Adam, I think from a Packers standpoint, Packers fans now are getting a lot of flack in their mentions from, well, some Eagles fans, some NFL fans who are calling them babies and crybabies and, you know, you complain because you couldn't beat it, that type of thing. And so, you know, if the league wanted it, it feels like maybe, to Gabe's point, there could be a revision of, hey, if you just propose it and maybe it is a CBA thing, maybe they can't, but maybe next time we come around and say, hey, if you guys want something to change, you know, your giant entity, maybe you just, instead of having to push it through a team, I think that's the thought process.
Yeah, and again, the league tried. The league tried. It didn't have the support it needed. Because guess what? While the league wanted the rule gone, or the play gone, the Philadelphia Eagles did their own lobbying. They made their own calls to teams. They spoke to their own owners and GMs and coaches and explained why the play should not be banned, so much so that they even brought Jason Kelce to Minneapolis last week at the owners' meetings to explain how he did not believe play posed an added injury risk, and it was about leverage, and it wasn't about increasing the injury exposure. Obviously, enough teams believed them. Not everybody believed them. Not everybody wanted to play, but enough wanted to play that it was kept for the 2025 season.
Adam, what do you think happens with Jalen Ramsey?
I think he gets traded. I think there's been more interest in him than I think some people thought. The Dolphins are absolutely open to moving on from him, and I think what you're waiting for sometimes is June 1st. There is a, once moves are made after June 1st, Jen, they're easier to absorb financially. There's a little bit of financial relief. I think the Dolphins are waiting for June 1st, and I think that Jalen Ramsey will be traded after we get to June 1st.
And so from what you've learned, none of those teams that are interested in Jalen Ramsey have been interested in Jair Alexander, right? Like that's because that was the surprise to me is Packers have been trying to move Jair Alexander, it seems, for years, and I don't mean that obviously seriously, but that's how long it feels that we've been in this Jair Alexander saga. Jalen Ramsey all of a sudden made available, and you've got, boop, this team interested, boop, that team interested. So I found that a little bit interesting when the information came out.
I don't know that the two are necessarily equated. I think a lot of times it's contractual-based. The Dolphins might be willing to eat some Packers might not be willing. A lot of times, and I guarantee that finances enter into it, and I think teams look at it from a value standpoint about what it would cost for a player. And if they feel like one player is more worthy of a deal than another, that's the direction they're going to move.
All right, last thing for you, Adam. I went mini golfing with my family this weekend, a little Memorial Day tradition. We got to the mini golf course, and there were people, multiple people, not just one, multiple people at the putt-putt place with their legit putters from their golf bag. Fair or foul?
Fair. If you want to bring your putter to the putting green,
Gabe would.
But again, I think it's fair, but are we really taking putt-putt that seriously that you want to schlep your own putter to the court? Like, just pick up the putt. Like, if you want to do that, is that in... Bring your own putter. That's... embarrass me. It speaks more about you than anything else, but you can do it. It's 24 votes to ban. Push-push. But, I mean, that's the way it is. You're telling... that you want to beat up other people on the putt-putt course with your own putter.
Well, and I'll tell you this, Adam, they weren't doing all that great. Like, so then I was watching, right? Like, well, you bring your own putter. Maybe you're really going to be, you know, good out here. Nope, not so much. All over the place. So I was like, just use the free putter that everyone else is using. You know, you could air guitar with it, pretend it's a cane like we all do in between the holes while we're waiting.
I mean, if anything, bring your own wedge. You can kind of pop it up, cut some corners there, you know? If anything, I think the wedge would be more advantageous than the putter.
Gabe's got an idea. That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
All right, Adam, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Have a great one, and we will talk to you again very soon.
Thanks for the flexibility today, everybody.
Adam Schefter, nice enough to join us on Tuesday since he's not available tomorrow. We love our Adam Schefter time. So, guys, yeah, that was the deal. The people in front of us, the older gentleman and his adult son, each had their putters from their golf bag. The guy behind us, again, Gabe, you know all this technology. I don't know it. It was a big one. Big
yeah,
head.
Yeah, mallet, yeah.
It was a mallet.
Mallet-style putter.
Brought his mallet-style putter to the putt-putt. We're not talking about like the putting green,
yeah,
right? Because Missing Links has a putting green as well where you can work on your short game. No, I'm talking about the putt-putt with like the bridge and the obstacles and all of that stuff. You know, this was bizarre behavior.
Yeah, you're kind of a toad. You're a toad.
Oh, you know, what, you know what makes you a bigger toad, Chew? If
what?
You bring your own ball. Ever see that?
Then you're a huge... No,
ever see that?
See, the thing, too, with the mallet putter, if you're doing the courtesy off the wall, you get an extra little space there with how big
true.
That putter head is.
That's true. Yeah, because
everybody you're working
knows
angles.
If the ball's sitting against the wall, you get a putter's width to move it.
Well, I mean, if you got the yips with the regular putter and you've got the big broomstick, okay, maybe you could talk me into it because you got the yips going on.
I think
on.
The broomstick's too much. Too much. You can't be putting.
No?
You can't play.
You can't play it.
Nope, you got to
watch.
Can't
go putt-putt?
I mean, are we really taking putt-putt that seriously? Look, we've been known to keep score. I told you guys the story that when we went to Big Putts and how I was like, no, I won. But Daria's like, no, you didn't because you had to take the drop out of the tire. But like, taking it that seriously where you're like, no, the free putter that they give everyone that comes in five different sizes is not good enough for me. I'm going to get mine from my bag in the car. Like, that just feels like it's just taking it a little too far.
Yeah, but the only time, because there are a couple of really nice, like, I don't even know if you can consider it mini golf, but there are a couple of places in Florida that I am aware of that are like actual greens. Like actual, you know,
really?
not just. Like, then they've got mini golf kind of like that. So that would make sense because now you're putting on it. But I mean, when you're rolling it on cement and, you know, carpets that have been there for, what, 30 years?
Through a clown's face.
You're going to die, clown!
There's a degree to it where I'm fine with it. I think it's kind of douchey. But you also have to know that other people are judging you and you have to be okay with it. We think you're kind of a tool. Deal
what about-
with it.
What about bringing your own bat to the batting cages? Is that okay?
Yeah, I think
Yeah, that makes sense.
Chase brings his bat to the batting cages every time.
Have you seen the bats that they have at the batting cage? They're older than you.
Yeah, but that's the challenge.
Well, Chase is going there to get some extra swings.
Yeah, you're trying to you're like train swings in with your equipment.
That's training versus...
That's fine. Like when I go to Top Golf, I don't bring my clubs, and I have 2 inches on my clubs, so when I go to Top Golf, I look like Dorf on golf. No, really. I mean, it's like... But that's a challenge.
What, haven't you been banned from all of the Top Golfs you go to for hitting the ball over the net?
Just Vegas.
No, Vegas. Just one.
Yeah. But that was more my son. He was the instigator there.
And you're just the follower?
Yes.
Yeah, way to take accountability there, big boy.
Speaking of accountability, Chew, you got power rankings for
this
us
one's
next
a good
what?
One.
Okay. I get a little nervous when you tell us it's a good one before you give it to us.
So it's every week. You just get nervous every week. Because
he says
the
dysfunction of it is what like people love. Fair?
Well, you can count me not in that
group. Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee, known for its endless ways to win. And Friday, June 27th, they are showing why that is the standard with the highly anticipated season finale blockbuster drawings. Watch your entries from Enchanted Spins, Unreal Treasures, and Boundless Bounty roll into drawings where $300,000 in cash and prizes is up for grabs. Be there to win your share. June 27th, only at Potawatomi. There is more information available online. Must be 21 years old to play.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Care, you can just save yourself so much time by going, okay, we like this guy, this guy, this guy. Let's take a look at all the different things he did at the combine. I just hit my phone, and now my hand is just tingling.
What is with you two today? Jesus, do you know how to function?
I just like...
On 94.5 ESPN.
Our conversations each and every week, whether it's Wednesday, whether it's day like today, a little early on Tuesday with Adam Schefter, always brought to you by the Island Resort and Casino, the largest resort north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location, golf, spa, restaurants. Check them out online, islandresortandcasino.com.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night?
Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
All right, here we go. 100 days out, never too early to start thinking about fantasy football.
Okay.
So this is ESPN's 2025 fantasy football PPR rankings. Okay?
Okay.
Top 10 guys.
Top 10 guys.
I'm going to say this will be tough. Let's say 12 guesses to get 7. Is that fair, Joshy?
If I can help, we can get every single one of them.
A big decision here.
You get to use Joshy 3 times. That's it.
Joshy's a lifeline.
We're going to nail this.
All right. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Number 10.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, we have to go in this one.
Oh, no. Sorry. That's old rules. Sorry.
And now we're screwed. On.
12 to get 7 with 3 lifelines with a Jashy. All right, go ahead.
Well, Saquon is number 1.
Saquon is not number 1.
Oh.
I won't dock you for that, but he is not number 1.
It's because it's
he
PPR.
He is number 5.
Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase is number 1.
Jashy, have you already started building rosters?
60 plus of them.
That's it?
Yeah.
Seems kind of low for you.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's not even June.
Yeah, it's early.
Justin Jefferson.
3.
Puka Nacua.
7. All right, this is easier than I thought.
Well, it's PPR, so it's receivers, and then you're just kind of mixing in a couple of the top running backs. Is Derrick Henry going to be in the top 10? Probably not. He doesn't. I mean, they're not going to say he's got 1,900 yards in him again. CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb is 6.
I like it. Joshy, how many wide receivers do you think are on this top? I'm sorry. How many running backs do you think are on this top 10 list?
There is at least 2 more. And depending on how they, I don't know these specific rankings. I know how most of the rankings go, but there are 2 for
sure.
This
is a lifeline. You just burned one of them.
Fine. I'm not even worried about that.
One down.
Then I'm going to go with Bijan Robinson.
Ah, 2. Damn it. Don't sleep on Atlanta.
We're bringing that back, are we?
Dear Lord.
Yeah. One of these years.
Can we just continue to sleep on them?
All right, you got 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7.
You know what's funny is there's definitely no Packers players on this
heavens
list.
No.
In fact, I would think we should try to guess when the first Packers player shows up on a PPR list.
It's Josh Jacobs, and he's in the second round typically, second half.
I was going to say Josh Jacobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is 17, and that is the only one.
Here's another hint. We are quite familiar with this player. Because he's in the division.
So, Jahmyr? Yeah. Jahmyr Gibbs.
He's 4.
I was going to say St. Brown.
He's 8.
Again, didn't we already say Justin Jefferson? This is a little troubling from a Packers defense
Is there anybody that we haven't listed yet?
We don't have 9 and 10.
You don't have 9 and 10.
Even though we've already sprinted past Chewy's. I mean, we still have 2 Joshy lifelines. So, Josh, if you just want to clean this up.
No, he burned another one. He only got one.
Oh, left. So we have 1 Joshy lifeline. Okay. Big whoop. I think Gabe and I could try it.
I mean, we've already gotten, we've lapped you because you said we got 12 guesses to get 7. We're 8 for 8.
Hey, go ahead and just give us the list so far, and then we'll try to figure out 9 and 10.
All right. You got Chase. 1, Bijan 2, Jefferson 3, Gibbs 4, Saquon 5, Lamb 6, Puka 7, Amma 8. You need 9 and 10.
Here's my last hint. There's 3 names that are going to be on this list, probably. But it's going to be Malik Nabers.
Or?
It's going to be possibly Ashton Jeanty.
Or, ooh, that's an interesting one. I hadn't thought about Jeanty.
And I don't know how they're viewing it. Christian McCaffrey is in this range.
Yeah, that's where I was just, I thought McCaffrey earlier.
This is under protest.
And then the last
the
one would be Nico Collins, I'll throw in there.
Josh knows way too much. He probably saw the list. This is bull. This is bull.
I like McCaffrey as an option. And I want to say Jeanty, but I'm just not there yet.
Yeah. I think it's always tough to project those rookies, especially when they have somebody like Brock Bowers who's going to be getting so many of those targets.
I like McCaffrey. Let's go with McCaffrey.
9.
Nabers.
9. 10. You guys suck.
Yes! Way to go, team!
You cheated. You bought your putter to the putting grid. Chip.
I told you that those guys didn't even do well with their own putters, okay? It would have been one thing if they were sinking every putt. They weren't. Way off on a lot of them.
Is PPR the best, Joshy?
There's a debate on it. Some think the half point PPR because there are some players, Jarvis Landry being one of them, who got thrown the ball a ton, didn't really do much with it, but he was scoring more than guys who were like clearly better. People prefer half at this point. I think that's sort of become the industry standard.
Okay.
That got a little weedsy for me, I'm not going to lie.
Why? What's another popular one? Josh.
What? It's
isn't there one that's super running back heavy? I hated that one.
Yeah, that's the original form.
That's kind of standard.
Yeah, that's the original form.
I just wish there were more quarterbacks in play, though. And they're not.
When is the first quarterback show up on your list?
The quarterback was...
Is it like Josh Allen?
I think it's back end of second round, so 24, 25,
who
26.
And who is
Josh Allen? It's either Josh Allen or Lamar.
I'm still scrolling.
Yeah, it's Josh Allen.
Josh Allen at 25.
Wow.
I knew
and then
that perfect.
Lamar at 26. Yeah, that's when the run goes because it goes.
And then Jane Daniels,
Allen, Jackson, Daniels, Hurts.
Well, and I told you guys last week when we were rattling off some of this stuff. I think I saw Jordan Love was 16, 18 listed for quarterbacks.
Really?
So again, when you're drafting your fantasy team, folks, I know there's always a lure, a draw to want to draft hometown guys so you can root for them on the field and on your team. But Packers players in the last few years have not been good investments. I mean, I guess you mentioned Josh Jacobs, Joshy. He can, you know, get down there in the
and then
running back space.
It's Jaden Reed and Matthew Golden are sort of right in the same region in the 50s, I believe.
Who would you rather have on your team if you had to pick one of them?
I flip-flop.
Keeper league.
Keeper, you're obviously probably going to go Golden just because of youth. Any of those, you could make a case for any of them, and you could make a case against every one of them as well.
The snap counts alone would just terrify me and keep me away from Jaden Reed.
Yes, correct.
Like, I don't want a guy on my team who's playing 50% of the time.
Right, and we have no idea what they're going to do with Savion Williams. He might be a factor. He might be an absolute nothing for the first year.
Yeah, wow. So those are...
So on this list, because they break it down by position, Matthew Golden is 35th, and Jaden Reed is 48th. And that's got to be why Jordan's so low, because he's 16. Out of all the quarterbacks, and there's guys like Bo Nix that are ahead of them.
Because there are going to be guys that run the ball more.
Yep.
Like those rushing totals are always going to be. That's why somebody like Kyler Murray is always going to rank ahead
Baker
of them.
Mayfield, who's a scrambler.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Baker also puts up like Buku. Like they don't run the ball a ton. And that hurts Jaden. That hurts Jordan Love as well. There's a team that ran the ball 52% of the time last year. So just the opportunities to even get those,
but I mean,
those passing stats are low.
Caleb Williams is 11.
Yeah, because he runs.
Drake May, 14. He don't run.
Yes, he does. Quite a lot, actually.
It's because they suck.
Well, yeah, that factors into the fan. You don't care about how good the team is. Just is my guy playing well in fantasy football.
That's the only great thing list. That matters. Thank you. Well, it wasn't great because you guys got it. It's great.
I thought it was wonderful.
Yeah, you got dominated. It's okay. At Ewald Automotive Group, they don't just see the uniform, they see the people in them. They will service those who serve, our brave first responders. Thank you for your dedication, sacrifice, and for keeping us safe. As always, service members and their families can benefit from the Military Advantage program with special pricing and incentives on every vehicle and every new car sold this month. Ewald will make a donation to a local military and first responder charities. Thank you from the Ewald Automotive Group. As always, always starts at ewaldauto.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Come on, guys. Let's think about this. Could you do 50 straight days of burgers?
That was very condescending.
Let's put our heads together.
Again, I have children. I know condescending when I hear it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Love a good Tuesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We talked earlier about the Ben Solak article. If you haven't gotten a chance to look at it, go ahead and take a spin around. It's on ESPN.com. 100 days nuggets, prediction, stats, thoughts, and lists. And I told you earlier in the show that Ben says that he thinks the Packers will miss the playoffs. And he gave three reasons. He said the lack of a pass rush, lack of a wide receiver, number one. And then we talked about the turnovers, how even though the Packers were really good from a turnover standpoint last season, it's hard to duplicate that. I'm more optimistic. I think that Jeff Hafley and company, another year with Xavier McKinney, yes, they won't have the benefit of the defensive line helping them get pressure on the quarterback, but I think they will be an opportunistic ball-hawking defense, and I think they will be a top, let's say eight. Chew, I think you said eight, top seven, eight in that category again. But in that same article, Ben Solak says that ESPN bet ranks the most likely NFC representatives for the Super Bowl. And so, Chew, we're going to reverse fates a little bit here. We just played power rankings. We were guessing teams. I want you to guess the teams that you think ESPN has ranked as the most likely NFC representatives for the Super Bowl this upcoming season.
All right. Philly.
Philly is number one.
Detroit.
Detroit is number two. He's going to run this list like we ran his.
How many are there?
Eight.
There's eight? Washington.
Washington is four.
I'll throw Green Bay on there.
Green Bay is five.
The Rams.
Rams are six.
So what am I missing?
Three, seven, and eight.
Three, seven, and eight. Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay is eight.
San Fran.
San Fran is three.
And then seven?
Yep.
I guess Minnesota?
Minnesota is seven. You ran the list. Nice work, buddy. Okay. But the reason I bring this up is not just because ESPN Bet has the Packers as one of the teams that could represent, you know, one, two, three, four, fifth, but Solak told us before they're not going to make the playoffs. So ESPN Bet, in addition, we saw Ryan Clark on Get Up this morning when they were asking about who will win the NFC North. Ryan Clark said he thinks it'll be the Packers. They have the most consistency. So I'm curious where our loyal listeners fall, and I'm curious, Gabe, where you fall. If you had to pick between those two sides, missing the playoffs, which is something Ben Solak is saying as a bold prediction, he recognizes the boldness of that, or ESPN Bet, which has them fifth right now in the NFC for odds to make the Super Bowl, and Ryan Clark, who said he thinks they will win the division, where are you coming down right now?
I think I'm closer to where ESPN Bet has them. If I had to choose between winning the division and missing the playoffs, they're probably closer to missing the playoffs, I think. Just because the Lions, again, we just did an exercise, and I know it's just fantasy football, but the fact that the Detroit Lions have two of the top five offensive playmakers in fantasy football. They've got five guys on the top 25, under 25 list. They've got all pros seemingly at every level on the offensive side in Aiden Hutchinson coming back. Yeah, the offensive coordinator is important. We're about to find out how important, because that team's pretty stacked to begin with. And that means the Packers have a lot of guys that need to step up. Can a couple of them step up and emerge? Sure. Can five of them step up and emerge? That's where, especially after nobody really stepped up on the offensive side last year, outside of, I guess you can make a case for Tucker Kraft and Josh Jacobs, who obviously wasn't here. Nobody really took that step forward. And yeah, I think they're a solid team. They're a team that has a lot of solid starters in the NFL. But because the lack of star power, I have a hard time seeing this team going, yep, we're the best in the division, got to come through us, when you have teams like the Lions who are still sitting there ahead of you.
So are you all right with them at five? I don't understand the San Francisco love.
I mean, I do. There's still tons of talent there.
Yeah, they were. You want to talk about injuries, Chu. I mean, that was a team that was really injured last year.
No, I know. McCaffrey barely played, but they're trying to, well, I don't know where it's at now, but they weren't happy with Ayuk. They got rid of Debo. I don't think they're as good as they were 2 years ago.
Probably not that good, but still, I mean, they've still got a lot of talent on that roster. Bosa was beat up last year.
Fred Warner.
I don't know. I just feel at the end of the day, I think Green Bay will have a better record than San Fran.
San Fran could win that division. I mean, the Rams won it with a 10-7 record. Like, that division's up for grabs.
Yeah.
And having those home playoff games.
And
is,
who was four? Washington?
Yes.
So I could see a slide back there. Sophomore season from Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, and look, I think the Cowboys were also a team that was beat up last year. Like, I could see the Cowboys being better. They were the two seed. They were the two seed 2 years ago. Like, they were a really good team, and then Dak Prescott missed how much time last year?
Yeah, well, pretty much whole season, didn't he?
Yeah. So out there trying to win with games with Cooper Rush.
Yeah, I mean, outside of Philly and Detroit, all the other teams kind of feel the same, correct?
Yeah. We could kind of go either way on them.
Yeah.
But the problem is...
I don't know. I feel like Washington is trending upward.
Yeah, but I mean, before... Even last year, their roster was ranked, I think, 32nd in the NFL.
Right, we talked about that because they didn't know how well Jaden Daniels would acclimate to the NFL. Turns out, he acclimated pretty well.
But the problem for the Commanders and the Packers is that those top two teams are in your division.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just tough to reconcile with going on the road. And I know everybody goes, the last time the Packers won the Super Bowl, they were the sixth seed. That was 15 years ago. It's 15 years ago at this point. Like, right, that's the abnormality, winning those games on the road to get to a Super Bowl. And plus, in 2010, it's not like you had... Yes, the Falcons were pretty good, but I don't think they were as good as the Eagles or the Lions. Like, you didn't fear them. Like, these are two pretty loaded, pretty stacked teams.
It does feel like, as we sit here and kind of hash this out, that it's going to come down to the Packers and the Commanders fighting for that spot. If the other teams win the division, and then they are, I mean, they could both obviously make it, but if you're talking about fifth, which is what this has them projected at ESPN Bet, and you think that the Eagles are going to win their division, and you think that the Lions are going to win their division, it's going to come down to those two teams, well, right, for five?
And based on that, well, no, I mean, yeah, potentially, yeah, for five, but that means the Packers would be six. On this list, the highest seed that ESPN Bet has them at is the sixth seed. Because the division winners slot through 1 through 4. And if you're behind Washington, Washington's 5, the Packers would be 6.
Which means what? Home wild card game, correct?
No. You only get a home wild card game now, Chu, if you win your division. It's the only way to get a home wild card game.
Wow.
Got to win the division.
Well, that's why I was asking you guys last week. What's acceptable? I know it's early, but... Win the division and get a home playoff game.
I mean, you win the division, I will be ecstatic. I think that's a huge step forward for this team because of who's in the division.
But you're not saying that it's not possible. You're just saying it would be a huge step forward.
It would be a big step forward, yes. I'm not expecting it to happen. I don't think it's impossible.
Of the three things that have been listed there, maybe we put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Infinity Exteriors poll as well, because we do have three different prognostications. Is that what it is? We have three different. What is the word I am looking for goodness sakes, friends?
Predictions?
That's it. Yep, that'll work.
I mean, I like prognostications.
You're close with the P. Yeah.
I feel like you got an F there. Predictions. Ryan Clark says the Packers will win the division. Then we've got ESPN right now, which has them with the fifth best odds at ESPN Bet to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. And then we have Ben Solek, who, again, his bold prediction is that the Green Bay Packers, who traditionally make the postseason, we got one there in the last, 10 years or so where they were on the outside looking in, but traditionally make the postseason, that they will not make the playoffs. It's sort of like the Seinfeld scale. Sort of like the yada, 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 I look a little stressed or I'm freaking out. Like, which of those is most right now likely? And Gabe is saying fifth.
Yeah.
Where ESPN Bet has them.
Well, it's going to come down to what these two coordinators in Detroit do now. That's their big question mark. Because, yeah, their roster is better. They got stars. But how good was Ben Johnson?
Yeah, and I feel it's more about Ben Johnson than it is Aaron Glenn. Not saying that Aaron Glenn's not a good coach, but in the NFL with offense and the way that Jared Goff performed under Ben Johnson, like that's the big question for them. But they still have so many weapons too. Like it's
I know.
You know,
but know what? You got to give Aaron Glenn some credit because their defense was decimated.
And they were still competent.
He still kept the ship afloat.
For whatever it's worth, I had to look up just now who the new coordinators are for the Detroit Lions. Gabe, you think you know their names?
I do not. They just promoted from within. I know that.
Yeah. I was like, who? Again, I was going to offer $100 out of my purse if anybody was able to name the Detroit Lions coordinators.
Looked this up this offseason, and I don't remember their names.
John Morton is the new offensive coordinator.
Johnny Morton.
Kelvin Shepard.
No.
Oh, okay.
Wait, do you know John Morton?
Yeah, Johnny Morton played against me in the 90s.
Well, okay, Gabe's confirming. He's checking the old Google right now to see if that is true. Kelvin Shepard is the new defensive coordinator.
I don't know him.
Oh, man, yeah. So John Morton was a practice squad player in 93 for the Packers.
What?
This guy? Same guy?
Yeah, same guy. Who is now the offensive coordinator. But he was off-season or practice squad member only in 93. Doesn't look like he ever really actually played in the league.
All right. Fair question for you guys. Should I know him by looking at him? If he was there in 93.
You were drafted in 92, carry the one. Yes, your paths would have likely crossed.
In what position did he play? He does.
He was a wide receiver.
Oh, no, then I don't.
You guys didn't have any meetings together?
Well, we probably did, but I thought Biebs was the first white receiver I played with.
I mean, again, this guy could have just been there for the offseason and then got cut. Right? Because, he was with the Raiders and the Packers as a practice squad guy in 93.
Do you look at his picture? Have you seen his face?
He doesn't look like a receiver.
What position does he look like?
Linebacker. Am I right?
A little bit.
Tight end.
I think we're looking at the same picture.
He's got a goatee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right.
Transform the way you do business with Fifth Third Bank's commercial payment solutions. Our market expertise in managed services streamline your entire payment process, seamlessly integrating with your existing systems to give you unparalleled control. Discover new revenue sources, save time, reduce operating costs, and boost your bottom line with our customized payment solutions. Fifth Third Bank National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So you mentioned Super Bowls and parties and how they don't go hand in hand, which again is an absurd comment by you two, but it's just one of many on the show.
Dumber thing that Chewy has said this morning. Super Bowls and parties don't go hand in hand, or cheddar is not a top 10 cheese.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
I was trying to think what the comp is to bringing your own putter to the putt-putt place, to the mini golf place. Is it like bringing your own bags to a cornhole game? Oh, no, don't worry. I brought my own.
You and your partner are both using them. But those are all pretty universal. Maybe I'm not locked into the bags, but I feel like if you're playing on a nice wooden board, they're all kind of similar.
Easy way to cheat, though. Have your wife resew them and make them smaller. That'd be cheating, right?
Yeah, that would be cheating.
I mean, I would question someone bringing their own bags to a bags tournament.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And I'm sure at a bags tournament, I'm guessing that's official, you got to use whatever's provided.
Yes.
I'm saying you just show up to your buddy's backyard and you guys are playing some bags. Because to me, that's what putt-putt is. Putt-putt is like supposed to be that leisurely. And you're like, yes. Oh, no, don't worry. Or bocce. You guys are playing bocce in the yard, and you're like, no, I brought my own balls.
Yeah, because you take putt-putt leisurely. We got a story about you taking putt-putt leisurely
earlier. I'm talking
earlier. Generally
speaking, specific to
Seems
that
like,
one time.
Seems like, glass house situation
I obviously
here.
Won, but then Dario had to throw an asterisk on the
pot
on
calling the kettle black thing here.
I am not bringing my own putter to putt-putt, okay? It doesn't matter how seriously I take
sure, it. Sure, but again, I think you're taking a little more serious than the average person who goes. You might even have been taking it more seriously than the guys who brought their own putters.
Okay, but no, that can't be possible. If you bring your own equipment to an outing, you obviously take it more personally or seriously than anybody else who's out there.
You had a dispute that you had to bring to us over whether you won or not.
Well, we all know I did win. I mean,
yeah, I believe you got your ass kicked in that vote. I
do think that, yes, we did find out that, yes, you have to take a drop out of the tire at Big Putts. I think that was the ruling.
We had somebody who played in the league, right? Somebody who plays in like a league or something out there that, yeah, sorry, Jen. That's the rule when you play out there.
That's sounds like a guy who brings his own putter to the course, if we're being honest. So can we trust him?
Mac Rink weighing in on the old carbless talk and text line saying, what about bringing your own pool cue to the dive bar?
Oh, then I'm not playing you.
You're a shark.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's fine, right?
No, I still think, if you're playing for money, yeah, bring your own pool cue. I didn't get the vibe that that's what was happening in front of us or behind us at
People
Missing
gamble.
Links this weekend.
I mean, golf and gambling really go hand in hand.
But again, I'm telling you guys, when I was glancing over, it didn't appear as though having their own putter was really making a big difference in the game. I wasn't like, whoa, that was a heck of a, long putt you hit there with your own putter. No, these were like errant putts.
What if they're tall guys, though? Because my putter has
a little extension
on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't. Now I'm picturing Chewy trying to bend over
on
with one of those, with one of those like green little putters.
Well, now that you mention it, one of the gentlemen did have the little ball grabber on the end of his putter.
Okay. So maybe that's why maybe he's got a bad back, doesn't want to bend over, take it out of the hole.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm picturing it in my mind.
I can tell you this, Gabe, I will not play with a guy that has a ball retriever in his bag.
Man, I couldn't tell you the last time I saw a ball retriever, too.
What's a ball retriever?
I mean, I know what it sounds
it
like, pull, but like...
pulls the ball out of the water, but the problem is the guy will be sitting there just pulling balls out of the water for 20 minutes while you're trying to play going, what are we doing here?
Gabe, you're not golfing munis enough. I've seen a few this year already.
The people I play with just don't have them.
Yeah, it's a weird look. And when you see somebody telescoping that thing out way far reaching, it's like, come on.
Well, especially if Chewy's saying they're going for more than just their ball.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Most of the munis I play at, though, Josh, that water's pretty dirty.
That's true.
You're not really seeing
early
that far
season,
into the pond.
Still clear.
Like, even if I find a pinnacle on the course, I'm not picking it up. It's
you're throwing it further into the woods.
Yeah,
nobody should play this.
No.
Will D and Tosh is next on ESPN Milwaukee.